Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska Council of School Administrators have been seeing an uphill battle during this legislative session. Since Senate Bill 140, which was designed to increase the base student allocation, failed by one vote on March 18th, there has been some questioning as to whether things would move forward in a positive direction regarding schools. However, in response to the failure of the previous bill, the Alaska legislature brought House Bill 193 to the floor. House Bill 193 was designed to provide internet funding for schools, which would especially help rural communities. As of Wednesday, March 27th, this legislature has officially been signed into law. Through the enactment of House Bill 193, rural and remote schools across Alaska will now benefit from much faster internet download speeds of 100 megabytes per second. This critical enhancement will empower students to remain competitive with their counterparts statewide and enable educators to employ innovative teaching methods utilizing technology, says the ACSA. We commend legislators for acknowledging the digital disparity and diligently working towards a solution to narrow the gap, thereby fostering a more equitable learning environment for students in Alaska's most rural and remote communities. By capitalizing on a 9-to-1 match for federal funding for E-rate, this effort stands as a testament to the positive outcomes achievable when state and federal resources are effectively leveraged. Considering that the internet portion of the bill has passed, the Alaska Council of School Administrators is still hoping there will be a possibility that the legislature will continue to advance further in support for students, educators, families, and communities throughout this session. Specifically, we call upon legislators to prioritize increasing the base student allocation, thereby collectively fostering enhanced opportunities for all Alaskans, said the ACSA. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The Federal Highway Administration has conditionally approved the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, STIP. For more on this story, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Federal Highway Administration and Federal Transit Administration issued approval for the Alaska Department of Transportation's four-year spending plan. The FHWA identified six out of the 234 projects and programs submitted, which will be addressed in subsequent amendments. It should be noted, however, that upwards of approximately 65 different projects, including the Kenai Spur Highway Rehabilitation and the Cooper Landing Bypass, are only conditionally approved, provided the state meets certain criteria. According to the partial approval document posted online, prior to approval of the aforementioned 65 projects, project descriptions must sufficiently describe the project or phase, estimated total costs must be consistently and accurately defined, federal funds programmed by year must be supported by a federal funding source or sources, and agencies responsible for implementation of projects must be clearly identified, and questions posted for each comment must be addressed prior to authorization. One question or condition required for the approval of both the Kenai Spur Highway Rehabilitation and the Cooper Landing Bypass is total project cost. The Statewide Transportation Improvement Program, or STIP, represents over $5 billion of transportation investment in the state, including upgrades to Alaska's highways, bridges, ferries, transit systems, bike lanes, pedestrian facilities, and safety improvements. We appreciate the federal agency's considerable engagement on the March 1st submittal of the DOT and PF staff for putting together this new STIP in record time, said Department of Transportation Commissioner Ryan Anderson. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.